The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you are somebody out there who puts ketchup on your pasta, well, I've got bad news for you. You're doing it wrong. So locals in Naples were surveyed about culinary faux pas, and apparently ketchup and pasta came out number one. A crime against Italian food, they called it. Pineapple on pizza number two. And amongst the rest of the top 10 was using spaghetti with your knife and fork, cutting it up with a knife and fork, eating cold pizza and overcooking pasta. So soggy wet pasta was in the top 10 as well. Luca DiMarzio is the owner of the Dublin-based Italian restaurant Rosa Madre, and he's with me now. Luca, you're welcome to the show. What's wrong with ketchup on pasta? Ketchup is just like a sugary ragu.
I just had the goosebumps when you even mentioned that. Not actually ketchup on pasta, because, you know, it's, for me it's not that bad. But, you know, cutting the spaghetti with the knife and what was the other one? Pineapple on pizza. Don't even talk about that. Because, you know, it was funny because my son goes in the fourth class, I think, you know. And meant to join the class one girl from America, little girl, you know.
Yeah.
And they ask, the teacher say to all the guys, and said, what would you like to ask to the new arrival? And you know what he said, my son, what? Rocco? He just said, teacher, does she put pineapple on pizza?
the one question he could ask an American, do you put pineapple on pizza?
Yeah, brilliant. It was hilarious when he told me that.
Yeah, you've taught him well. You've taught him well. These are things that I guess lots of us do in this part of the world. But that's kind of the nature of food, isn't it? It changes in different places. Like the Chinese food we eat isn't really Chinese food either.
Absolutely, Kieran. So I have to first mention that I'm very open-minded, and you know, lately I just, you know, give up on trying to be fussy with that. If in my restaurant they ask me for Parmesan on clams, I smile and I give Parmesan with clams. I actually offer to cheese on the frutti di mare and everything, but things like that in Italy, it won't happen, and you still get that look, you know, for a reason. So maybe, you know, the seafood is a very delicate flavor, you know, to explain why, maybe, you know. The seafood has a very delicate flavor when Parmesan, especially aged Parmesan, a very strong flavor. So by putting Parmesan on top of some dishes, you might delete the whole flavor of the dish and just tasting about Parmesan, you know, and garlic, of course, you know.
Now, my kids love chicken Alfredo. Oh, look at that. You can't see the look that Luca made.
God.
He's appalled.
God.
So I have bad news to break to them. Apparently, they're not eating Italian food at all, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely not. That's something that I still haven't tried in my life. You know, I just can't.
You've never tried it?
I never tried.
Luca, you could love it.
I don't know, kid. That'd be hard.
So chicken and pasta doesn't go together in Italy.
No, never seen anything like that. And it's just the biggest taboo I you can ask in an Italian restaurant, you know. Chicken and pasta, it doesn't work, in my opinion, you know. But then I seen it, people enjoying that. Maybe if you put a splash of cream and some other things, you know, around, it could be lovely, you know. But for us in Italy, it's just we cannot access good chicken as much you have it here. You know, it's like chicken here is everywhere. It's very well used and popular. But over there is a little bit, I would say, one of the last ingredients to use in the kitchen, you know. So there are many other things before.
What are the rules around coffee and the different types of coffee and what time of the day you're meant to drink it at?
Well, I think the last cappuccino you're allowed to drink maximum 11 o'clock.
Why?
So for me, I just work out because I had to think about that, you know. But imagine, you know, here today, probably 13 degrees, 14 degrees, you know, now 7 o'clock. You probably, we go, me and you, Kieran, in the bar. And I order a slice of carrot cakes and I order a cappuccino. There is nothing wrong, you know. Cappuccino roasting, piping hot, you know.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that and we have a chat together. Imagine in Italy with right now, my wife, she told me, because she's in Italy, it was 35 degrees right now.
I see.
Yes? And it will be like that until October, you know. So imagine you going at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, where even the news, they say to people, don't go out because you can, you know, have something, you can pass out because the heat, you know. So they absolutely don't suggest to meet up. And you order a cappuccino piping hot on that roasting weather. It's hasn't really, really worked.
So what if you want a coffee? Do you just not drink coffee in the middle of the day?
No, you can drink espresso, no problem. In Italy also, we know what we do. We do cold espresso, which, you know, you prepare before the service.
Oh, I don't like cold coffee.
You come to me one day, I make one for you. You know? You prepare the espresso and you transfer on the inside the bottle of empty glass of water, you know, and you stick it under the counter, you know. You probably put a bit of sugar, and if you want to treat yourself, you put a bit of Kailua, you know, but that's just, you know, for real friends, yeah.
Okay.
And you leave it in the fridge, and then when someone arrives in the bar, ask for caffè freddo. You just grab the bottle into the glass straight, one shot.
Caffè freddo.
Delicious.
Okay.
Now they step up the game because there are cream of coffee, you know, that you see the machines, which they make really, really nice. But it's a bit more sugar there, so, you know.
Do Italians drink Americano coffee the way we do?
No, never.
So if you want a tall black coffee...
That's why it's called Americano, because, you know, we absolutely think that only American people, when they come to Rome or other people, So I was working in hotel in
Rome.
It's
very intimidating, you see.
No, not really.
It is.
At the end of the day, it's just...
This beautiful, Fionn Davenport, who joins me every week for The Ultimate Guide. Fionn, his mother is from Florence, and so Fionn knows Italy well and knows the culture, and his dad was an ambassador over there and everything. And he sent me to this little cafe in Rome off a square, and it was just full of locals. And I was so intimidated, I just left again. I couldn't. I actually couldn't bring myself to order anything. I just was so embarrassed that I ordered the wrong thing.
Well, it's the same as me.
Caffè Freddo. That's what I'd ask.
It's the same as me when I came here and I asked the people, what's your average pint? You know, and the guy went, eight, it's easy. For me, the maximum I could drink was three. Now I can drink six. But
getting up to it.
I'm stepping up the gate.
Listen, before I go, because the spaghetti one, I do think for a lot of people. Actually, this listener says, Kieran, ketchup on pizza, murder on the kitchen floor. YR sauce on pizza. That's the brown sauce. This person puts brown sauce, brown sauce. Yeah,
I can't believe
on pizza. Yeah, it's got tanginess. Says Kevin, the pizza guy. Yummy. Somebody else says put leftover coddle onto pizza, chop it up, put it in the oven. Delicious. Lucas making these awful faces. No. He is appalled.
Look, I think I'm nearly sold on the dips. You know, I think the dips would work one day, even in Italy, you know, even though, you know, at the moment they don't do dips in Italy. But, you know, if I eat pizza with my kids at home and there is some dips the kids like, you know, I might just dip it in, you know.
Okay.
But you've never seen in Italy something like that.
No brown sauce on pizza in Italy.
Oh my God, that's not.
Not yet.
What's the next?
Not yet. Anyway, listen, this is great fun. We're out of time, unfortunately. Thanks a million for putting into us.
Thank you so much, guys.
Rosa Madre restaurant in Dublin City Centre. If you are looking for somewhere to eat this weekend, God, town will be busy this weekend, Luke. So I'm sure you will be busy as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.